Good morning, everyone. So I have a few things I need to talk about here that are very, very important. Very important. And it's time that people start listening. The agenda, as we call it, is in full effect right now. There's many points that I'm going to speak to, and I'm going to try to get this out as quick as possible. I have other clients coming today, but let's get this out now. I wasn't going to do any more videos, and I probably will be slowing down on them. I'm doing a lot behind the scenes, and that's where the focus needs to be now. But there are some situations taking place right now that need to be spoken to, and they need to be spoken to right now before this fear-mongering increases, before more and more people continue to get tested and vaccinated. I need to share this information with you, so please hang tight through this entire video and listen to the things that I have to tell you and look for that information yourself so that you can verify what I'm saying is true, okay? I first want to speak to the US FDA coming out 3 days ago. There's videos circulating all over the internet of this actual conference and briefing taking place. So you can see this information yourself. I have shared it on Instagram as well as Facebook. And if you can't find it, let me know and I will send it to you. The FDA has stated, this is the head of the FDA that spoke, and he said that his 17,000 plus employees and himself will not approve or authorize any vaccinations. They have not gone through testing. They are not showing to be effective, and the FDA will not approve or authorize the use of vaccinations. I don't know if you guys understand this yet, but the only reason these vaccines are being rolled out is because we are under states of emergency in various countries. This is the only way that they are allowed to administer these vaccines. No FDA has passed them, and they won't, because of multiple different things that they are violating. They have made it very clear that 17,000 employees at the FDA will not be authorizing or approving these vaccinations. Why are you going to get a vaccine? They are not effective. They do not stop the transmission. Since vaccinations have been rolling out across the world, COVID cases have skyrocketed. Adverse effects are taking place by the minute. Severe adverse effects. Deaths are adding up by the minute from the vaccinations, not from COVID. You need to wake up and look at this information and see when agencies like the FDA are saying they are not approving or authorizing vaccinations. You need to ask why. You need to look at all of the statistics that are on every government site for the adverse effects and deaths that are taking place around the globe. You need to look at the data that since vaccinations have been rolling out, cases have been skyrocketing. Scientists and health professionals have realized that almost 60% of those who are coming in with positive COVID cases have already been vaccinated. Why are you still getting vaccinated? Now I'm going to speak to what is happening in India. All over the news, mainstream media, you are seeing severe situations that are apparently taking place. They are showing you footage and pictures from May of 2020 when there was a gas leak in India and many people died and hospitals were overrun. You can verify this information if you look for it. It's on my webpage, or it's on my Facebook, it's on Instagram, it is everywhere. This has been debunked already. I also encourage you to be watching what citizens who live in India are saying about the current situation, rather than listening to what your TV is telling you. We need to come back to humanity. We need to start listening to our neighbor. We need to start listening to the people who are on the front lines. We need to start listening to the people who are in these situations and are telling you that what your television is telling you is a lie. In India right now, there are not people dropping dead on the street. I have listened this morning to hundreds okay? Hundreds of people, citizens of India, stating that this is not happening, that they are lying to you. And also that since they started administering vaccinations coercively to the people in India, that people are dying quickly. This is not COVID. This is the vaccinations. And all of the videos and pictures that you are seeing are from May of 2020 during the gas leak. You can verify that yourself. In Nova Scotia, I have had so many people contacting me, and I apologize to all the people that I haven't gotten back to right now. I have a flood of messages coming through, and phone calls and emails on all of my platforms of nurses and people in long-term care facilities reporting what is going on right now in Nova Scotia. All of the people in long-term care and all of the nurses are being asked to be tested every 4 days without symptoms or contact. This is how your numbers are going up. We know very well the WHO, the CDC, and multiple doctors have all told you that the PCR test has a 97% faulty false positive rate. When are you going to wake up to what is happening? I've also been told this morning that anybody who downloaded the COVID application, many of these people are receiving notifications that they were in hot zones where people had COVID-19 and they are being urged to go and get tested right away. This is why your numbers are going up. They are not going up because of people with COVID or any symptoms. They are going up because of asymptomatic people being tested. I would like you to ask, in the history of medicine, in the history of your life, when have people without symptoms for a virus or a disease of any illness of any kind been tested? But this is all of a sudden normal that they're doing this. I screenshotted a conversation this morning from someone in long-term care here in Halifax. I want you to take a look at it, what she's saying. Not only are they testing all of these nurses and long-term care providers, but they are taking away staff in these medical positions if they come back with a positive test, even though they have no symptoms, none. They are being quarantined for 14 days instead of being able to be at work, helping the elderly and helping those that are sick. Surgeries and appointments are being canceled and put on hold and delayed. These people are getting sick and they are dying because of what your government is doing right now by falsifying data. We need to start listening to the people who are on the front lines that were brave enough to come out and tell the truth. Even the lady I was speaking to this morning that works for the long-term care facility here in Halifax said that if she quits her job right now, her children will starve. She cannot come out and tell the truth. She cannot quit her job right now. Now, think of all of the other doctors, nurses, government officials, everyone in these positions that want to speak out, but they cannot. And I can promise you that we are going to start to see all sorts of people leaving the healthcare industry because of what is going on. And at that point, they will start to tell the truth. People are getting to a max point with this. They have had enough of the lying, the tyranny, and the medical malpractice that is taking place. I also saw that they have put out an ad for volunteers to be administering tests. They have brought in the military to help with COVID. Now that's the next thing I'm going to speak to. People like myself have been telling you all along what this agenda was going to be. It has been like clockwork. We told you that once they rose the numbers enough in the third wave, that they would then bring in military, which they are. In Nova Scotia and Ontario, military are being deployed to help with COVID. Meanwhile, they're sending our nurses and long-term care workers home to quarantine when they have no symptoms of COVID-19. Now think about this for a moment. So are they going to do the same thing with the military? Are they going to test them while they're here too and send them off duty? How are they going to go about that? I'm sure you'll see soon enough. And I want to bring to attention that the military coming in for COVID, for health reason, is one step closer to what they're doing. They are going to use that as a guise to make you believe that the military is here to help you. We can see what the next step is. And people like myself have warned you of what this next step is going to be. In the UK right now, they have announced that the UN is going to be deployed on their streets until 2023. Guess what? That's when the vaccine trials end as well. If you don't think this is going to happen here, you need to pull the wool out of your eyes. This is the next step. We have told you for over a year now how this is going to play out, and every single step has happened exactly when we said it was going to happen. If you have noticed, everything starts at the UK, then it comes to us. So after the military are deployed here for health reasons, you are then going to see the UN stormtroopers on your streets. How do you feel about that? Do you think it's about health? Trudeau also just announced that they are passing the vaccine passports. This means, under the Emergency Act and the War Act that his father put in place when he was in power, is going to be invoked. You will not have freedom of choice to get a vaccine or not, or you will be outed out of society. Your employment will be gone. Your rights will be gone. You will not be able to go to a store or go anywhere in society without this vaccine passport. Now, regardless if you support what is going on right now or not, do you really think that in Canada, freedom of choice should be taken away from people? Do you see what is happening yet? And if you don't, what is it going to take? Please tell me. This is happening all over the world. All over the world. And the presidents and prime ministers and different government officials who have spoken up in Africa and other places have somehow mysteriously died. We had the Tanzanian president reveal that they tested fruit, goats, and all sorts of other things with this PCR test, and they came back positive. He exposed the truth, and guess what? He's now dead. The ex-CEO of Pfizer has come out and told everyone what is going on and how dangerous this situation is to humanity. And nobody listens. We have police officers standing down and saying, no, I will not enforce these measures because they are a violation of human rights. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of nurses and doctors speaking the truth. If you don't believe me, there is a Doctors Alliance. Look at the Great Barrington Declaration. Look at the Nuremberg trials that are taking place now. They are speaking out. They have told you what is happening. Are you going to let this happen? And if so, for how much longer? Because we don't have much longer. Once these passports get rolled out, and the microchips that are coming right after that, you no longer have freedom. It is gone entirely. Your children, your grandchildren, and anybody after that will no longer have freedom. This is totalitarianism. It is communism. I know here in Canada, we have had it pretty good all of our lives. And to believe something of this degree is nearly impossible for most, and I understand. But you can no longer run from this truth. You need to open your eyes and see what they are doing. I am not saying that COVID isn't real. I am not saying that people haven't died of COVID. I am not saying that there isn't a virus that we need to protect the vulnerable from. But what they are doing and what they plan to continue to do is going to be a lot more harmful and severe than any virus on this planet could ever be. You need to turn your head to what is happening. Get over the emotional component of everything that's going on. When we're emotional, we don't think rationally. This is science. It's literal brain fog when you're in an emotional state. You cannot think rationally. This is why they continue to fearmonger. This is why they came on our Nova Scotia News, our premier, and our health officials and stated that they're scared. They're anxious. They're pushing their fear on you so that you are scared, so that you don't stand up, so that you believe the crap that they are dishing out. Please take a moment, pull yourself away from the emotional component of all of this, and look at things with a rational mind. You can't run from this any longer. We are drowning humanity because the 1% want to take over the world. And again, it sounds crazy. I know. But look at the World Economic Forum, the Davos Summit. They have told you everything the entire time. Do you think that when Trudeau says you will own nothing and be happy that he's joking? He's not joking. So are you going to continue to follow this COVID narrative and lose all of your freedoms? Or are you going to stand up? I want to let everybody that's on here that plan to go to the rally, that I believe that they are maneuvering. They are maneuvering for the rally, which is what we have to do. We have to keep pivoting and keep maneuvering to make this happen. They will not stop us. We will not stand down. But please keep your eye open for a change in the way that the rally is going to take place. Everybody, keep spreading this information. Keep pushing. Keep showing everybody what is happening and keep standing strong. And take part in the stuff that's happening behind the scenes. Keep taking part in legal action. Keep doing what you need to do to stand your ground and refuse what employers and governments are trying to push. Share this message far and wide. I love you all. Bye.